Hello and welcome to a new episode of the award-winning MVP The Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla, founder editor of MediaBrief. And in this episode, I bring you a deep dive conversation with a very special, distinguished guest. He's someone I've known for a couple of decades now. An expert thought leader, business leader, impact leader in the PR and strategic communications industry and much more. Acknowledged and respected, not just in India, but amongst comms and marketing professionals across the world. I am delighted to welcome, and please join me in welcoming, Amir Ismail, President, Linters Live. Amir, welcome to the episode and thanks for your time. It's wonderful to have you on MVP, the Master's Voice podcast.
Pawan, thank you very much for having me. Many, many congratulations on your success and this wonderful platform. And I'm delighted to be here to share some experiences and views with you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Amir. Thank you. Ever gracious, actually, as you're always known to be and I have known you to be. And thanks also to your wonderful teammate from Linters Live, Mickey Jha, young Mickey Jha, who set up and has made this interaction possible. But before we continue our conversation, Amir, allow me to tell my listeners about you. My distinguished guest on this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast, is Amir Ismail, President, Linters Live, Mullen Lowe's Linters Group. Amir Ismail's excellent career spans more than two decades. He joined Linters in 1996 and was entrusted with the responsibility of building the PR business for Golin Opinion, which was earlier known as Lin Opinion, as we all know. Amir has now been appointed President Linters Live, the rebranded creative-led digital-first PR and communications agency. And Linters Live, we know, is part of Mullen Lowe Group's global communications network, which includes US-based agency Mullen Lowe PR, voted Global Creative PR Agency of the Year in the Holmes Report of 2017. Amir has been working very closely with the global leadership to further build and enhance the network offering. In fact, way back in 2013, recognizing the transformation of the PR industry, Amir was instrumental in structuring the JV with Golin, and he was appointed a member of Golin's leadership group in 2016. Golin Opinion, now Linters Live, has been recognized as one of the leading players and a very respected brand in the PR industry. The agency grew successfully to include a portfolio of reputed clients such as Seiko, Etihad Airways, Starbucks, Marriott Hotels, Porsche, and Sony Pictures Networks, to name a few. Amir not only leads the PR business, he's also been a part of the senior management of the group and has essayed several leadership roles in the group during his tenure. Amir was Chief Growth Officer for Point 9 Linters and head of other group businesses including B-Cell, Lintertainment, and Advent. Amir serves on the advisory committee of several management forums and is a part of several award platforms and juries. He's been well recognized as one of the leading personalities in the PR industry and has won several awards and accolades during his tenure. Amir was on the prestigious list by Reputation Today magazine of India's top 10 leaders in the PR industry and was included in the list of the top 100 professionals in corporate communications. He was also a part of the 100 Influential Game Changers in Corporate Communications 2020. Amir is a contributor and mentor to upcoming talent in the industry, and we're going to talk about that too in this conversation. And he regularly lectures. I don't think Amir's style of actually speaking to students is lecturing. He actually shares with them, and he does that at leading management institutions, including the North Point Center of Learning, and is a part of the Excellent Score Advisory Council. So that is my very special guest, Amir Ismail, President of Linters Live, in this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com. Amir, welcome once again.
Thank you, Pawan. That's a wonderful and kind introduction.
I just like to be as factual as I can, Amir. Yes, my affection and my respect for you will always push its way through. Yeah. So let's begin. Amir, right in the beginning, I'm going to throw you a very open-ended question. Okay, one that could actually hijack this entire episode, knowing how much you know about it. But I hope you don't allow that to happen because you bring so much to the table that I want to delve into with you for the benefit of our listeners. So yeah, Amir, here's the question. What are the new opportunities you're seeing in PR?
Thank you, Pavan, for that lovely open-ended question. Here's a little long-winded answer.
Okay. Very unlike you, but happy to hear it because I'm sure there'll be a lot of information. Go ahead.
Yeah. Firstly, I think PR is transformed and changed completely. I think the landscape that used to exist many years ago, almost 30 years ago when I entered the profession, has completely changed. And all this is fueled by digital and social media. So every individual today is almost like a publisher. So gone are the days where you could deal with a certain set of people, take your information, etc., in a press release format and expect that to be impact, right?
Yeah.
What has happened now is that we live in a sharing economy. People share what they care about. And what this has done is, it's given people the power to form opinions every nanosecond, right? Opinions are being formed, people are sharing constantly, even on social media. And sometimes these social media feeds get cascaded one to the other and it becomes a trend.
Right.
Or in some cases, it becomes a crisis.
Yes.
Now, what has this done for the PR business? I think managing this dynamism, this ecosystem of sharing and, you know, all of this is throwing up many challenges, but many opportunities for PR agencies and practitioners.
Absolutely.
Social media, crisis management, ORM are all now integral to the PR ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Right? Second, it's not about today who you know. It's about what you say and how you say it, which means the power of content is central to what you can, you know, deliver today to anyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And if I may just interject here, you know, just wanted to say that that one magical word, which is all that media, marketing, advertising, entertainment is all about, is that content.
Absolutely.
And that is that from the megaphone days of the bullock cart rider to, you know, today's individual voices that you say, and to a space like Twitter, which is where every first crisis conflagration takes place. So you're right about content, absolutely and truly. Yeah, please, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, I'll take from what you where you left off. You know, what I've seen in some of our global presentations is today a crisis doesn't knock, it tweets. Right?
Well said.
And it can go from a tweet to a main crisis in mainline newspapers and television in a 24-hour window. It's that dynamic. And if you don't tackle this in a 5-hour window, it's likely to go, you know, viral and negative. So this is the power of content.
Mm.
And in my opinion, the future is amazingly bright because the canvas is unlimited.
Yeah.
There is so much opportunity. And now you'll see specialisms take center stage. So for example, tech PR, healthcare PR.
Mm.
I'll give you a live example. There's a healthcare PR firm called True Chemistry in the US, which today is close to $500 million in fee income. And it's grown very rapidly, very fast by focusing on one space. That's half the size of the biggest PR firm in the world, which is close to $1 billion.
Amazing. And in fact, Amir, I must tell you this. You're the first leader in the industry outside of Media Brief who is now hearing this from me. We should be launching something called Health Brief within MediaBrief.com. And we are going to bring, you know, podcasts and stories, special write-ups, articles, viewpoints, research. You know, what a coincidence that you mentioned this.
It's fantastic, Pavan. I wish you all the best because I think the healthcare space in India is going to boom and it's going to need storytelling.
Absolutely.
Platforms to really tell what they're doing. And some of the technologies that are going to come out of here and developments and innovations are going to be world's first.
Wonderful. And in fact, I personally and my team will be looking towards and up to experts like you and your excellent team here at Lintas Live and all the other wonderful PR agencies across the country to, you know, share inputs, insights and, you know, connections so that we can all work together because, you know, healthcare is perhaps the most purpose-driven and critically required service in India and the sector. Okay, let's shift to something else, Amir. You went ahead and restructured Lintas Live in October 2020. What always was the strongest part of the agency's DNA before the restructuring? What did you tweak there? And then also tell me in detail about how Lintas Live was restructured.
Thank you for that question, Pavan. It's really a fascinating long journey of nearly 26 years in this agency leading the PR business. And at the core of what we do and the core of what we did, what we do and what we will do will always be PR.
Right.
So that is something that will remain, and I'm very proud of our legacy and proud of the potential that we have in the future.
And you should also be proud of the way you've grown this entity so beautifully. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Please continue.
So our lead planner in the agency, a very dynamic and smart gentleman who today leads planning for Asia Pac for Mullen Loh, actually came up with something called Restrat and Restart during lockdown, which means let's take time to reimagine what we're doing, check out its relevance, and then remodel it for the future.
Lovely.
And that's exactly what we did. There was a core team in the agency, and we sat together and we reimagined what would make the business model that we have relevant and unique.
Okay.
And that is what fueled the whole genesis of the Lintas Live capabilities that we today have.
Okay.
Right? So like I said, at the core, we are PR. What we've added is this brilliance that we have as an agency group anyway, which is creative firepower.
Lovely. Oh, yes. My God, look at the lineage.
Yeah, it's the lineage. God. It's actually a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But when we've added that in significance, we were the first PR firm to have a senior creative leader at the level of Sarvesh Raikar, who got appointed when we launched the brand. And then it went on and we started doing really powerful creative as part of our PR offering.
Right.
We then further powered it by strengthening digital and social media. So if you look at the confluence of PR, creative content, digital and social media, you then almost have a hyper-bundled agency within Lintas Live.
I love this hyper-bundled agency.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of model that delivers something that we believe is important for brand relevance.
Okay.
Which is talkability. Because if you don't have talkability, backed by powerful ideas, you get lost in the clutter and you lose relevance.
Absolutely. And remember, we started this conversation. You said everybody is a publisher, everybody has a voice. And that voice makes the resounding ecosystem sound stronger and strident always.
Absolutely.
So it all, your hyper-bundled agency and its capabilities allow your clients to have talkability and a voice that is heard amongst those who really are speaking all the time. Very nice. You know, Amir, I really like what you say on your website too, you know. For decades, and I'm quoting from your site, Lintas Live, for decades, brand stories have come from the four P's. We bring you the fifth, the present. So what is the USP and the power of the digital-first and creative-led approach? In fact, you've answered a lot of it already. So if you want to add to that, tell me about the impact of the restructuring. 2 years of the pandemic have passed. How did Lintas Live fare perform during that time? And as a result of the restructuring?
We've seen the magic of this hyper-bundling and this integrated approach coming together and coming alive.
Okay.
When we started out thinking about Lintas Live and the unique modeling that I spoke about a little while ago, we had the privilege of working for the Mumbai police.
Okay.
On a campaign that went national.
Wow.
Okay. A simple idea called Main Bhi Mumbai Police went national, and it was just a message, a simple video taken by employees, you know, shot at home, that encouraged people to behave responsibly at the time of the pandemic, which the police was finding difficult, you know, to communicate that message. So we did that for the Mumbai police, and then we cascaded it further to other parts of the country. That campaign went on to, you know, win Effie's silver and other awards, Smarties gold, Asia, and so on. And it saw the power of an idea that got amplification and wings and influencers that came in and so on and had great impact. That's where it started. And then, of course, when we launched the model, we won our first full service business from Classic Legends. In fact, we pitched to Anand Mahindra, Bowman Irani and Anupam Talreja, and we won the mandate to bring back this loved brand called Yezdi.
Oh, yes.
And we pitched against many creative agencies and we won.
Excellent.
And that was a brand that literally was in everybody's hearts and mind space in some level. Think about it, you know, in the days of your dad.
No, my days. I used to ride a Yezdi in college.
Fantastic. Everybody had some sort of a connect. But we looked at that era and the core idea was dads weren't saints. They were cool guys who, you know, used to ride the bike and so on. And in fact, ultimately, the idea was not for the saint-hearted. And that campaign was done in a 360 way. We Lovely. Did a film, we did digital, we did social, we did PR. And the impact was just amazing.
Hyper bundle delivery. I remember we used to open the ESD little name on the side of the petrol tank and flip it and make it IBSA sometimes, you know. I remember that. Most of the boys in college used to do that.
Right.
But amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to play this for my listeners. This is from a ESD campaign, you know, the award-winning campaign. So here's a campaign audio. Let's play this.
When you are journeying through life, you realize pretty quickly there are things you can do. And there are things that are off limits. Some hobbies look good on a resume. Some are off limits. Tats and piercings are okay in some places. In some places, they're off limits. Boss's wife can eye you. Giving it back is off limits. I don't know. Somehow all the saintly stuff. It's good for the world to remain sane, to stay within their limits. But if the world didn't have us, there'd be no cautionary tales for the good boys and girls. Yezdi, not for the saint-hearted.
Are you tired of working a job you hate? I'm Mark Savant, host of the After Hours Entrepreneur Podcast, and I know that feeling. I used to wake up every morning dreading the day, and after years of effort, I was able to leave my job and do something that I love. You can too. The After Hours Entrepreneur Podcast is your guide to building profitable six-figure years. I'm sharing the lessons that I wish I knew, and bringing on experts like Pat Flynn, Jasmine Starr, and more. Click the link. You don't need to dread Mondays anymore. Take action and build a life you love.
Wow. Lovely. Very nice, Amir. So, it's all about talent, isn't it? All the great stuff you put out and everybody does. But again, talent is always and has remained a massive challenge, especially at entry level and tier 2 leadership, you know. So what's your view and what should the industry do to try and help youngsters bridge those, you know, those gaps in capability or in the ability to, you know, stick on and not rush after the next little raise that they get after 6 months without gathering any moss, so to speak, you know. What do you do at Lintas Live, you know, to try and bridge the gaps, to you know, empower your talent to sort of be happy and stay back and grow ultimately?
So this is not an India problem. It is a worldwide problem. And every single industry on the planet is facing the great resignation.
Oh, yes.
So this is what we're seeing today, and it's going to continue.
Of course, and you can't be resigned to the great resignation.
No. I think we need, we call ourselves at the core of what we do creative. Mm-hmm. We need to be super creative. We need to have systems and processes that allow people to institutionally learn as they play the game. Right?
Okay.
This is a generation, and we depend on a lot of young people coming into our profession, taking on tasks, growing, etc. But people's mind space today is all about short-term everything.
Absolutely.
And they get bored easily.
Yes.
I mean, people like me, for example, who spent 26 years in the same company, people can't even imagine that. So I think we are at that stage where it is the onus is on agencies and agency management teams and heads to innovate, to foster learning through the institutional processes that you have.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the Mullen Lowe Lintas Group, we've got different business verticals.
Okay.
You can have cross-functional learning to give you an entire spectrum experience of what communications is and what you can do within that, which not a lot of vertical-led companies do, a lot of independent PR agencies can do. So that's the uniqueness about, I think, what we have to offer. And then, of course, career planning. You need to give them visibility on what it is that they'd be going towards in a defined period of time. What are you going to be investing in? What do you expect them to do?
Absolutely. So really chart the path and give them those milestones in front of them, because that's how obsessed and how focused the youngsters are.
Absolutely. And let me also add, our current policy is a three-day week, which gives people the flexibility of a hybrid working environment.
Okay, work from home and...
You can work from home for 2 days and be in office for three, which I think is a good model. It's flexible enough. That's a group policy across the Mullen Lowe Lintas Group, and I think it gives people a chance to do what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is a culture of celebration and fun.
Absolutely.
I think you need to celebrate great work and you need to reward excellence.
Absolutely. In fact, you preempted my next question, which was, what's the work culture like at Lintas Live? And in fact, if you look at any professional, the most important thing, of course, is that they want to grow, they want to learn. And if the learning and, the ability to work, even at the convenience that you're giving them with this 3-day kind of hybrid working week, is really going to go a long way. In fact, I see smiling faces across your office. We are recording your podcast in one of these beautiful meeting rooms, and so much of sound and, bonhomie is out there that even if it comes into this soundtrack, which I hope it doesn't, because it might be disruptive, I'll still keep it as nice, happy background effects. So, yeah. So, how do you foster inclusion and employee engagement? In fact, I see a mini India here. People from, you can't define people just by looking at them, but there's a lot of diversity out here. Great mix, gender mix, and everything else. So you don't have to describe that now, but you have to tell me how you foster the inclusion and employee engagement, especially post-pandemic.
I think we encourage diversity and inclusion. It's part of a global value system that is encouraged by our holding company, IPG. It drills all the way down to each agency brand. But in Lintas, we're known to be a value-driven organization that believes in its people, and we encourage D&I. We have committees, we have processes, we make sure that there's absolutely no chance to discriminate. There's a zero tolerance for any of that in this company.
So today, Amir, the world has become, such an incestuous place, or let's say marketplace, because of the seamless overlaps across mediums, voices and more. And you spoke about that earlier also. So as a leader, what's your perspective on, let's say the importance of looking at the macro picture, because everything is so intertwined, to circumvent challenges? Because you said also that this whole confluence or this whole plethora of voices that are loud and heard and strident, they not only pose a severe challenge, but they also offer a great opportunity for the best PR and strategic communication professionals to help brands overcome any, inimical or whatever kind of voices that are there in the marketplace. So there is an importance to, you know, seeing the macro picture to circumvent those challenges. What's your view on that?
So I'm very passionately, driven towards breaking barriers.
Nice.
I believe that anyway, structurally, over the past decade or two, slowly those silos have been coming down.
Okay.
Right? Advertising agencies are doing PR. In fact, in Cannes, case in point is, a lot of ad agency campaigns won PR gold.
Wow.
But slowly that's changing. Right? So PR agencies are now doing creative, like, you know, what we are planning, what we are doing.
Yeah.
More and more of. So I think those silos are breaking down. I think these were smartly put up by a very smart, you know, agency folk who believed in getting more of a client's share of wallet. But today, I think there's a chance to do all of it because the idea comes from anywhere.
Absolutely.
And that powerful idea can get wings. It can travel.
Right.
And it's my belief that the one thing we don't do enough of is our ideas don't go global enough. I really believe our talent is world class.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you from my perspective, we're going to see a lot more Indian-led thinking on creative and so on go global.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm sure you're right. And I'm sure you and your team will be somewhere out there in front with the rest of them. Really good. Wonderful. So Amir, let's speak about the agency-client relationship. You know, it can be a vexing or a mutually fulfilling one. How does one make it, you know, sort of progress from the former state to the latter?
Pavan, we've been very lucky to have very strong long-term relationships that have lasted.
Okay.
In PR, it's extremely difficult because it's very incestuous.
Yes.
And we've maintained some relationships for over a decade, decade and a half. So we're pretty proud of that. I mean, Starbucks, Etihad, Porsche, long-term clients. And we continue to deliver value year on year.
Sure.
Coming to your question, relationships can be vexing at times. Absolutely true. But you have to base them on mutual respect and trust.
Absolutely.
The problem is when agency folk believe that they are less than. I don't believe that that should be the case at all. We are all equals. We all come to a conversation or a meeting or a discussion or a pitch with the same kind of knowledge and value that we give each other. There's a learning from the client side, there's a value from the agency side.
Right.
So I think we just need to live off that principle of mutual respect and confidence at every level. And I think this is something that we need to inculcate in our, you know, junior staff members or team members who join us,
right,
who somehow feel that they are less than. And I find that very unnerving because gone are the days where we live under anybody's rule.
Absolutely. Perhaps sometimes it's the diffidence of politeness or youth, but you are absolutely right. It's the strength of your conviction, your knowledge, your belief that, okay, this is my opinion, my view. And hey, please allow me to express it. I may be wrong. I will learn, but I want to share it.
And these days, the thing, our recommendations have moved from intuition to insight. And it is moved based on information and data-led
advice. Yes.
That's what makes it very different. It's not gut feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we were talking about how you enable and empower youngsters, I was also wondering, and you also mentioned that we're very happy when younger people come. I assume that you were probably referring to a beautiful youth worldview that comes in a new, fresh perspective. How important is reverse mentoring over here? I mean, do you say, hey, you know what, that young kid, Ravi or Imran, he's very good with digital. I'm going to catch up with him and, you know, in the evening and say, you tell me about this. Do you have any youngsters mentoring you on any aspects?
Honestly, we don't do enough of that. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about having a youth council of sorts, etc. We haven't put that in play. But there's so much learning that happens on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at somebody like me who's been in the profession for that long.
Right.
You learn constantly.
Absolutely.
There are youngsters that give you insights on trends on social media that you would never know.
Oh, yes.
And that happens dynamically every alternate week. Wow. So we have a sharing platform internally, and we encourage everybody to share on that platform on a regular basis. So there's information on trends, all of that that gets shared real time.
Wonderful. I'll tell you what, so far I've got so many insights, beautifully expressed, effectively told, this story of, you know, PR, your perspective of it, the manner in which you're leading Lintas Live, how it's evolved, the kind of work culture you have. I hope that everybody in your ecosystem inside and even globally will get to hear this, because I'm sure that everyone is going to benefit. Before I go on to the next question, Amir, I want to just comment on your excellent advice, your thoughts, your positive relationship building and, you know, client-agency relationship cementing views. I think one of the most important aspects there is honesty and the confidence. And you mentioned confidence very strongly. Very often, youngsters will go to a client and the client will say, look, you know what, these are my objectives, this is the problem, this is what I want. Now, his life and yours doesn't stop at what he wants. It progresses to what you believe, and you're convinced in all your knowledge about what he needs. And when you can tell him that or her that, they will respect you for the additional bigger view or whatever perspective that you bring in. So that confidence is actually, that kind of expression I've seen and I've experienced builds even greater relationships. And people say, yes, you know, so this is it. What do you think I should do? The client will, next time he will ask you that, instead of saying, this is what I think I should. What do you think about that?
You can have all the confidence in the world which you need.
Yeah.
It's got to be backed by depth of knowledge, because yeah, people can see through that in a second.
Absolutely.
If you've not researched your client's business or gone in there with a, you know, recommendation which is not properly thought through, you know, that meeting won't be pleasant.
Right.
So I think depth of knowledge is one, conviction and authenticity or truth.
And the honesty to say that, look, yeah, you're right, you do need these things. You do say you want these, but I think you also need these, or this is the overview. Super. Thank you very much indeed for that reply. From the state of the agency client relationship, Amir, let's move to the state of the PR industry in India. What's India's PR industry's share as part of the GDP when you compare that with the developed world?
It is so pathetically minuscule. It's
it's not even
significant.
Sad state of affairs.
It's very sad. It's the most undersold, most important but most undersold service when it comes to size and scale. It's a few thousand crores.
Yeah.
You know, which is ridiculously small. But globally, the PR industry versus the advertising industry. The PR industry is about $100 billion. Mm. And the ad business is about $600 billion. So it's fairly sizable. It's fairly sizable. And it's growing at a faster rate than advertising is.
Absolutely.
The potential to grow this and make an impact is very significant. Now, if you look at outside the numbers, which everybody gets stuck on, right? You look at the value of influence.
Right. I was coming to that. Please tell me.
That's something that you can't measure.
Absolutely.
Because the value of what you do, the impact of that, let's say an advocacy program that changes policy, is very, very difficult to put a number to.
Absolutely. Totally. And you know, when you were speaking about the comparison between advertising and PR revenues and the whole size of the industry, ad fraud is far bigger than the actual mehnat ki kamai of the PR industry worldwide. And that's such a sad state of affairs. So it is abysmally smaller than the rest of the developed world in India, the PR industry. But what does the PR industry in India need to do for growth, you know? Your view on the need to educate corporates, owners, CMOs, the rest of the C-suites on the importance and contribution of PR. What else? What can be done?
Scale by getting into content and owning big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Power PR with digital tools that can give it data-led everything and modernize what we do significantly well. And now you have predictive capabilities with AI and machine learning.
Right.
So bring that in,
right?
That becomes even more compelling for clients. You can't ignore something that is telling you that this is the way the trend is moving,
right?
Play more globally. That's going to make a big difference to you know, having us on the map of the world.
Sure.
I think we have the talent to do it. Raise minimum standards of fees, which are languishing at a certain level because everybody loves to undercut.
Absolutely.
Build IPs like the event business did.
Right.
Yeah. I remember when we had IFA, when Wizcraft came to the office and presented, there was a tiny thought. And
yeah.
Today it's a huge property.
Yes, absolutely.
And then focus on specializations like healthcare and tech and so on and build those out.
Lovely, lovely. So that's advice for the agencies and the entities. And I think there's quite a decent large part, I'm sure, would actually apply to one of the next questions of mine, which was, what is your vision for the future of Lintas Live, your plan for its growth?
Yes, I want a great, passionate team that delivers outstanding, recognized work that ultimately gets clients talkability, which is our promise.
Yes.
Right? I want to make sure that that work wins awards. And I want people to have a really good time while they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And every individual within that team to be a collective that wants to leave their mark behind.
Excellent.
That is something that's the vision. And of course, with that comes scale and profitability and the rest of it.
Absolutely. Lovely. Godspeed and God bless for that, Amir. I also want to take you back to my previous question. You gave a wonderful reply, really the macro look at how the PR industry can grow, the Indian PR industry can grow. What about the need to educate the corporates and tell them? You did say that they need to be told about the great value that PR brings in. But suppose I were to say that, you know, Amir, why don't you and some of your leadership peers across from different agencies get together and say, just as we told people how to actually behave responsibly during COVID, what is it that we can do at the higher echelons in corporates to tell them, educate them, make them more sensitive about and receptive to the phenomenal, remarkable, peerless value of PR? You have to actually build the category, and it has to come to people and leaders like you. You can't duck that. So, and I know you're not going to do that, but what would you want to do? Think of a back of the envelope plan.
I would just want to do what you do really well, and I want to do what we do for clients, which is market what we do really well.
Demonstrate.
You demonstrate, you market. You know, we're terrible at doing that for our own work.
Yes.
And that's the unfortunate truth.
You know something? I normally read much shorter profiles of my guests. Then I said, here is an amazing PR leader. And he's the kind of person and from the ilk that says, no, my client is the person or the entity I will sort of put in the floodlights. I said, no, I must tell people all that Amir has done. And I've really enjoyed this conversation. That's why I read out the whole profile. I wanted people to know where you come from, what you bring, 26 years of amazing experience, and touch wood, vision for another 26 into 2. So I'm sure you're going to do really well. I really enjoyed my conversation, Amir, with you. Is there something else I should have asked you, really? Is there anything else you want to add?
If I may add, the Master's Voice and MediaBrief.com is moving from strength to strength. We need a platform to recognize the kind of work that senior leaders and agency folk and corporate leaders do. And I'm absolutely honored to be here. And I wish that your followers on the platform continue to grow the way they are and expand even further.
Thank you, Amir. Thank you very much. You know, it's thought leaders like you, people who bring distillations of great insights from rich, deep, wide, proven, demonstrated experience. That's what every youngster looks up to. And I'm sure that I found this conversation so insightful that not just youngsters or newbies, but even your peers and even, you know, even more senior in age kind of professionals and promoters will have really benefited from this, would have got immense amount of ideas and even more than that, the inspiration to say that, yes, 26 years, great career, a lot of stuff achieved. And I love the passion that burns through his voice. So more strength to you. Thank you very much indeed, Amir. You've been very, very kind. And in fact, I must say this to you that you spoke about distilling and sharing experiences from seniors, etc. The Master's Voice podcast, there is a plan to distill a book out of this, and there are deep dive conversations. There are about 65 episodes so far, but I hope to bring out a series with one of the best publishers and take transcripts of these deep dive conversations, because these are masterclasses. I mean, if an ISB or an IIM wants you to go there, then imagine that, I mean, look at the time you've given me and the kind of replies I've had. These are insights, you know, they are not about us copy pastes from some website. So you are right up there, and what you have shared with us today is really going to help a lot of people. Thank you very much indeed for being on MVP The Master's Voice podcast, and thanks very much indeed to young Mickey Jha from your team for having made this interaction possible.
Thank you so much, Pavan. Thank you.
Amir Ismail, President Lintas Live, was my distinguished guest on this episode of the award-winning MVP The Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, and I hope you found the amazing insights from Amir's conversation with me very, very rewarding. Till we meet again in the next episode of MVP The Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com, this is your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla saying, take care, stay safe, bye-bye.